The Mishnah and Daf Lamed Beis Medalef discusses two achim, nesun tishtei achiyos, that there's not going to be a din yibum, because the nachas isha, who's nefer liyibum, there's no din yibum, and there's din nasa, she becomes aser le'aylam. So the Gemara discusses what happens if he is ba'aleh, meaning his achas isha is nefer liyibum, his wife is still alive, so the din is that his achas isha, there was nefer liyibum, is p'tur min ha'yibum, there's an isha shesach. So let's say he, even though he's patur min ha'yibum, but let's say he was ba'aleh, he was miyabim, his achas isha, what's the din? So the Gemara says, Tanu rabbanan ba'aleh, chayv aleh mishum eshesach, and mishum achas isha. So like, you have two chiyuvim, you're ayvan two yisurim, you're ayvan eshesach, and you also ayvan achas isha, because she is both an eshesach and an achas isha. Div rabbi yis, b'shem anayim, enu chayv aleh mishum eshesach, b'vad, b'shem nitzchaylik, he says you're only chayv mishum eshesach. You're not chayv mishum achas isha, and like the Gemara explains, we're talking about that the isha eshesach was chal first, and then afterwards, the Isra Achas Isha can't be chal on top of the Isra Eish Esach because in Isra chal al Isra, and therefore you only chayev mishum Eish Esach. So, in fact, the Gemara Kasha, a couple lines down, the Gemara says, well, if the Isra Achas Isha is not chal, then he can be miyabim her. Kevin, the Isra Achas Isha chal, tis yabim yivumi. There's an Eish Esach over here, but Eish Esach is mutter l'gabi yivum. If there's no Achas Isha, then why can't you be miyabim her? And the Gemara answers a public answer, Amar Abashi, Isra Achas Isha mitla tali v'kai. This Achas Isha is hanging on top of her. It's hanging and waiting to be chal. If the Isra Yishisach would go off, then this Achas Isha would be chal. And if it's not paka, therefore it's there, it's hanging, it's looming over her, and therefore that's enough to pater min ayubim, because there is a potential Isra Achas Isha over here. So even though the Isra is not chal b'payel, and if you're miyabim her, you're not going to be chayim mishum Achas Isha, but being that it is hanging on top of her, and it's aymed lachol, if the Isra Yishisach would go off, that's enough to pater min ayubim. So the Brisker Rav in the Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, clears a chakir over here in this din of this. So we say that this Isha is p'tur min ayubim lefi Rib Shimon, because the Isra Achas Isha is mitla tal v'kai. What is the erva that paters min ayubim? Is it the erva of Eishes Ach that paters min ayubim, or is it the erva of Achas Isha? In other words, do we say that really Achas Isha can't be pater min ayubim because it's not chal yet? It just causes there to be an Isra Eishes Ach, and the erva of Eishes Ach is what paters min ayubim? Or do we say no, that being that there's a erva in B'kayach, there's a potential erva of Achas Isha and it's hanging on top of her, that erva of Achas Isha itself is able to pater min ayubim? So the Biskrav says that this would seem to be a machlegis between Rashi and Taisus. If you look in Rashi, the Bamaskal Mitla Tali, so Rashi says like this, that the Avi Paka Isra, Ishisach, Avichal, Isra, Chasisha, the Hadol Chal, Mikar, Taima, Mishum, the Mishum, Taima, the Isra, Ishisach, Davakai, Kameh. Why was in the Chal to begin with? Because there was an Isra, Ishisach before. Hilka, Chayav, Isra, Chasisha, Mucham, Armin, Lachol, Aleya, since the Isra, Chasisha is waiting there and hanging and ready to be Chal, Patur, Min, Hayibum, therefore she's going to be Patur, Min, Hayibum. So Rashi is pretty clear that because it's an erva of Achas Isha over here, therefore she's p'tur min ha'yibum, because of the Isra Achas Isha, the erva of Achas Isha, and once she's p'tur min ha'yibum, now there's going to be an Isra Eshesach as well. But it's pretty clear in Rashi that it's the erva of Achas Isha that paters min ha'yibum and causes there to now be an Isra Eshesach Sheish Labanim. But if you look in Taisus, like the Biskab, Taisus is mashman out like that, because Taisus says, he says, even though there's no Isra Achas Isha over here, Asur Nami Hatzar Liyabumi. Even the Tzara is Asur Liyabum. In other words, this does not only Asur the Erva, but also Asurs the Tzara, Kim Dol Paka Isra Shesach. Since the Isra Shesach is not Paka, like my islandess, just like you find by islandess, the says Tzarasa, even though it's only an Isra Shesach over here, also it will Asur the Tzara, even though it's only an Isra Shesach. So it would seem from Taisus is saying that the Tzara is Pater, even though the Isra Eshesach, even though it's only an Isra Eshesach, and he has to bring a whole raya that even the Isra Eshesach and Pater Tzara, like by Islandess, if you have like Rashi, that's the Erev of Achas Isha, the Pater's, and then what's the Chiddush? Of course the Achas Isha will Pater. It doesn't have to bring a raya from Eshesach of Islandess. So it's clear from Taisus that he understood that the Paita over here is not the Erev of Achas Isha, like Rashi, but it's the Erev of Eshesach, which is not Hutter because the Isra Achas Isha is hovering on top of her. That's what the Briskav wants to say, Mitchila, that this would be a Machlegis Rashi Taisus, whether the Achas Isha paters the erva or the Ishisach. But then the Briskav says it really could be that there's no Machlegis over here, and really even Taisus is mitah to Rashi that the erva of Achas Isha is what paters the Isha herself, min ha'yibam. But it's like the Briskav, Taisus over here is talking about the Tzara, and the Tzara is different. Like, I mean, the Tzara, Taisus is mitah that the erva of Achas Isha won't pater, you need the erva of Ishisach, because he says the erva of Achas Isha is not really chal. It's here, Bekayach has the potential to be chal. And that's good enough for Gabi patering the Erva herself. But Gabi patering the Tzara, that's not going to help. Gabi patering the Tzara, it's not enough to have a potential Erva, but you have to have the Erva bepiled. The Erva has to already be Chal, because the Biskrav has a Yisayd, we mentioned earlier in Daf Ches, that the din that Erev patters the tzara is not just a din p'tur, that it takes away the zikim and mimela and the tzara is an eshes sakshir shalbanim, but it's a din iser. The Erev asers the tzara, the Erev gives the tzara a din of tzara serva, so therefore the mitzias, the chepz of the Erev has to be chal in order for it to spread to the tzara. And Zakhtar B'Skrab, like, I mean that, you need an Erev b'payel, has to actually be here in Achasisha, which is only b'kayach, not b'payel, cannot ask of the tzara, but Lagabi herself, it will answer her. So therefore, Taisus has to come on to the Erva Veshesach, which is here, the pile to answer the Tzara. But Lagabi, the Erva Kufa, for that, the Bekayach of Achasisha is good enough to pater. So the Biskav is coming out, that really there's no machlagis between Rashi and Taisus. Everyone agrees that what paters the Erva Menayibim is the Isser Erva Vachasisha, which is Middle Tal Bekay and Oimel Lachol. But Lagabi, the Tzara, the free Taisus, you would have to come on to the Ptur of the Eshesach, which is Chal B'Payel, for that, the Achasisha does not have a Kach to pater.